Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Iran's foreign minister made a surprise appearance today in Biarritz, France, where leaders are meeting for the annual G7 summit. As Jake Siganaro reports, it was a controversial diplomatic move for France, the host nation.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, met with his French counterpart for several hours outside the summit and briefly spoke with President Emmanuel Macron. French officials described the meetings as positive and constructive. The UK and Germany attended a joint briefing with Iran, but neither Trump or U.S. officials met with the Iranian delegation. Zarif tweeted photos from his meetings. He wrote, "Road ahead is difficult, but worth trying." Macron has been trying to play peacemaker between the U.S. and Iran ever since Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear agreement. French officials insisted Trump had been informed of Zarif's arrival as soon as possible. Trump refused to comment. For NPR News, I'm Jake Siganaro in Paris.
Hezbollah, the Lebanese-Iranian-backed militia, says two Israeli drones, one laden with explosives, fell close to its media center overnight in a populated district on the outskirts of Beirut, shattering glass in the surrounding area. NPR Islam al-Iran reports that the group's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, is promising retaliation from inside Lebanon.
In a televised speech, Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah says Israel's army on the border should be ready for an imminent response. Nasrallah says this was the first attack on Lebanon since 2006, when a war broke out between the two sides. With a stern tone, the Hezbollah leader also promised to down all Israeli drones that violate Lebanese airspace, a common occurrence which the Lebanese government has filed complaints about to the UN. Nasrallah also confirmed the deaths of two Hezbollah fighters inside Syria overnight by Israeli airstrikes. He says his group has a, quote, clear obligation to respond. Lamal Aryan, NPR News, Beirut.
Brazil has started deploying armed forces in the Amazon to fight the record number of fires raging there. NPR's Philip Reeves has more from Rio de Janeiro.
Brazil says 44,000 troops are available for what its defense minister is calling an unprecedented operation to curb the fires, many of which were set by farmers illegally clearing forest land. The first mission is in the western Amazon, in the state of Rondônia, near the border with Bolivia. 700 forces are involved, supported by two C-130 Hercules aircraft. The rainforest is 10 times the size of Texas. Tackling thousands of fires distributed around that area is a daunting task. At least six of Brazil's nine Amazon states have reportedly requested help from the government of Jair Bolsonaro, who's striving to subdue an international outcry about his handling of this crisis. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
And Pope Francis is urging people to pray that the fires are put out quickly, saying the rainforest is vital for the earth. This is NPR News. More than 20,000 AT&T workers are on strike after negotiators couldn't come to terms on job security and health care costs in their contract. NPR's Emmy Held reports the work stoppage includes those who respond to service calls.
Technicians, customer service representatives, and workers who maintain AT&T's network are striking. They're in nine southeastern states, including Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. The union says the strike will go on until the company fixes its bargaining process and uses negotiators with the authority to make decisions. An AT&T spokesman says the company was taken aback by the work stoppage because it has been negotiating the Southeast contract the same way it has others. He says AT&T is nevertheless prepared for the strike, and the contract in question covers fewer than 8% of its employees. The union says despite earning billions in profits, AT&T is laying off American workers and relying more on low-wage overseas contractors. Amy Held, NPR News.
At the weekend box office, the action sequel, Angel Has Fallen, opened in the top spot with $21 million in estimated ticket sales. It's the latest mid-budget release to find modest success at the often quiet late August box office. Good Boys, the first R-rated comedy in more than 3 years to land at number one, fell to second place this weekend with $11 million. In third place, the Christian film, Overcomer, with $8 million in its opening weekend. And in fourth place, Disney's The Lion King with $8 million. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.